Ohio Governor Kasich is accelerating autonomous vehicle testing. He's opening up roads across the state and connecting communities with participating companies through the state's clearinghouse Drive Ohio. The director of the Center for City Solutions, Brooks Rainwater, says the Buckeye State is not alone in its pursuit of self-driving cars.
You know, our research here at the National League of Cities actually showed that in the last few years, we went from 6% of large cities looking at the long-range plans of having autonomous vehicles in their communities, all the way up to 38%.
Pittsburgh was an early adopter, working with Uber and others. So why are cities so interested? One reason is gridlock.
You often might have bus lines and subway lines and light rail lines, but it's that last mile or mile and a half getting from that line to your home that currently is a real challenge. And what you would be able to do with particularly shared-use autonomous vehicles is have them, you know, ferry people back and forth from those transit stations.
Ohio has now joined Cincinnati's Smart City Committee, which is looking at testing self-driving shuttles. Drive Ohio Executive Director Jim Barna explains.
We could potentially be looking at some testing of driverless shuttles, Cincinnati, as well as Columbus, and even maybe around the Canton area. So we had initial conversations with some of the folks in Cincinnati, and we are to schedule follow-up meetings with the appropriate folks to decide where that may be appropriate.
Cincinnati is in the early stages of building a test track and deploying driverless shuttles, but there's no set location. The committee chair would like it to transport people from uptown to downtown and from downtown to the airport. Barna says Drive Ohio is also keeping Cincinnati in mind for other testing.
So let's say an Uber or a GM wanted to test in a more hillier urban environment. Obviously, Cincinnati would be our best city for that. So that's the idea with creating that program. It's basically to match cities with certain traits up to certain companies that want to test in certain environments.
Ohio is already testing self-driving trucks on Ohio 33 near Marysville, and it has smart lanes on I-670 in the Columbus area. They open up the shoulders to alleviate traffic jams. Barna says the state is looking at installing smart lanes on I-275. And he says Drive Ohio is getting ready to study traffic patterns on I-75.
Interstate 75 between Cincinnati and Dayton, we will be looking at, as far as data, how folks get to and from work. So the idea there is we're looking at first, last mile options that may involve smart technology in some form or fashion.
Barna says growth of this smart technology and autonomous vehicles is important.
Just safety alone, you know, we look at how many folks died on Ohio's highways last year. I think it was around 1,178. And this technology will really start making inroads into those numbers. That number has been growing for the last 4 years, by the way.
As transportation officials continue to investigate smart technology and self-driving vehicles, Brooks Rainwater from the National League of Cities anticipates it will do exciting things for urban development.
Which is to allow people to live, work, and play in an environment that's central to those people themselves. You know, right now, vehicles are what so many cities have been designed around. If we get back to that people-centric idea of old, which can actually be new again, I think we'll all come out of this better.
Rainwater is pushing for self-driving shuttles. He says if everybody has an autonomous car, that won't help traffic problems. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.